As more Californians have fallen into homelessness, more have died on the streets. But local authorities often don't know just how many and why they die. In Alameda County, one person is leading an effort to change that. KQED's Vanessa Rancagno reports.
Everyone who lives in Oakland's East 12th Street encampment seems to know at least one neighbor who's died.
Yeah, Sassy died.
Oh, Lulu.
Then you got Peter. Peter got sick and he died.
Weddle died.
People freeze to death, like my friend June, he froze.
A few years ago, it was only residents like Hassan, Gary Smith, and Angel Gonzalez who could tally the deaths. Today, Alameda County officials can tell you this camp is a hotspot for deaths of people experiencing homelessness. Seven people died here in 2022. Four of them overdosed. One was murdered. Another burned. One death is still under investigation. We know this largely because of the efforts of one man, David Motorsbach of the county's Healthcare for the Homeless program.
Everybody has been aware for years now of this increase in deaths, but it's just happening behind a closed door.
Motorsbach first started trying to collect information on deaths almost a decade ago, but it turned out to be far more complicated than he anticipated. Nobody was tracking whether the people who died in the county were housed or not.
We realized there's a lot of work to do.
He had to build a system from the ground up. It involves scouring thousands of county death records, searching for clues that suggest homelessness.
The word tent, dumpster, bus stop, train tracks, stuff like that.
He and his colleagues then cross-referenced that list with a database they've built of everyone in the county experiencing homelessness, along with media reports and other sources.
So when it comes time to do our report, we can make sure we don't miss anybody.
The result is a spreadsheet that stretches well beyond Motorsbach's two computer monitors.
About 250 columns. Yeah, it's mind-numbing. It's crazy. And I'm not good enough with Excel. It could be a lot better if it wasn't me doing it.
Still, his thorough system is considered a national model for the field. Between 2018 and 2022, his team has tracked an 80% increase in the number of deaths among unhoused people, a rate that mirrors the rise in homelessness over that period. The data also offers a window into the health impacts people face living outside. Unhoused people were 5 times more likely to die than those with housing, and did so more than 2 decades sooner.
Almost all of these deaths are preventable if you go far enough upstream.
Alameda County Healthcare for the Homeless Medical Director Amy Garland says the largest share of deaths, nearly half, were caused by acute or chronic medical conditions like infections or heart disease.
If these people had had medical care, they may not have died this year.
The numbers also reflect an alarming rate of overdose deaths, 44 times the general population's. Being able to show that disparity helped Motorsbach and his team get a grant to fund overdose prevention, a key part of their strategy to keep people alive. Services like distributing the overdose-reversing medication naloxone. But he says without extra funding from the state, it's not a model every county will be able to emulate.
This is a lonely battle to just put all this information together. It's kind of a labor of love from a lot of us.
He's hoping a new law that went into effect this year will help. It brings together officials from several county agencies to form death review committees that should allow people like Motorsbach to better understand why people are dying and prevent those deaths. At the East 12th Street camp, residents say small efforts are having some impact.
You see the purple thing right there?
Angel Gonzalez points at a purple naloxone dispenser on the street corner. He says just 4 days earlier, a friend used one of the spray canisters to reverse an overdose.
This kind of scary, like, you know, it did make a difference, though. It did.
It was one less potential death. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Oakland.